Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. This is Bob Camardoa. Before we listen to our next old-time radio program, here's a classic popular song. It was written by Richard Roberts and Lawrence Hart in 1934, and it's become a standard ballad. In 1961, a doo-wop group, the Marcells, recorded their upbeat version of this song, and it reached number one on the Billboard Pop chart for 3 weeks, and number one on the R&B chart. It also peaked at number one on the United Kingdom Singles chart. The Marcells version sold 1 million copies, and it was awarded a gold disc. It was featured in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Songs That Shaped Rock and Roll. The Marcells doo-wop version is one of three different versions used in the 1981 film The American Werewolf in London. The version of the song is also referenced in the 1962 Academy Award-nominated animated short Disney musical film, A Symposium on Popular Songs. Here are the Marcells. 1961 number one hit, Blue Moon. On the Boxcar 7-Eleven old-time radio pod, where the oldies are still young.
Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. It's Friday night, and once again we take you to the Little White Cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we meet the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Well, it's midnight, and the Little White Cottage is dark. Alan and his friend, Jonathan Mildew, are fast asleep. Suddenly, they are awakened by a noise in the attic. Jumping out of bed, they dash up the stairs. They throw open the attic door.
Fine. Look, here he is, by the window.
Yes, my lad. We got here just in time.
Yeah, look at him. Those mean, beady eyes. A vicious face.
You go in first, my lad.
Yeah. Oh, you go in first.
Now you go in first.
You stand here arguing, the mouse will get away.
Well, we must get rid of that rodent, the boy. He's kept me awake 7 nights in a row. He's ruining my Shakespearean career.
Oh, take it easy, Jonathan. Take it easy.
Take it easy, my lad. If the bags under my eyes get any longer, I'll be able to play Hamlet without my tights.
Oh, I guess you're right, Jonathan. We've got to get rid of that mouse.
Every night that nasty mouse marches back and forth on the attic floor.
All my life I wanted to hear the pitter-patter of tiny feet. Never thought they'd have a tail on them. Jonathan, there's only one way we can catch him. All mice are afraid of cats.
Correct, Miller.
So if one of us pretended to be a cat...
Surely you're not suggesting that the great Jonathan Mill you play the part of a cat. I who have appeared as Hamlet, Othello, King Lear. Would you have me lower me dignity, me theatrical pride, me glorious reputation, to play the part of a miserable cat?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get down on all fours, dear lad.
Well, you might as well. Now, just you start me out.
If I must, I must. Me lad, what was that?
I don't know, but I think you got a date on Kelly's back fence for tomorrow night.
Me lad, look, the mouse, he's coming out of the hole.
Oh, you're right. You stop right in front of me.
Oh, hit him, my lad. Hit him.
Okay. I'll take this lamp and I'll give him the... You look at him staring at me with those sad brown eyes.
Hit him, my lad. Hit him.
Such a cute little fella. How can I hit him? Maybe I'll just ask the mouse to leave and go away.
Why don't you get real friendly and give him a ticket to the Kraft Music Hall?
I just can't do it, Jonathan.
There he goes, back into the wall.
Oh, come on. Let's go back to sleep. You'll feel better in the morning.
More coffee, Milan. I feel miserable. That mouse kept us up all night.
I'm sorry, Jonathan.
But you've got to do something about it, Al.
Must be some easier way to get rid of him. Maybe I could slip the mouse a Mickey. Mickey Mouse? Yeah. You get it?
I assure you I don't want it.
Here comes Filthy Rich Updike. Wonder what he wants this early in the morning.
Well, and I'm here. And as long as I'm here, who cares how things are in Glockamora?
Hubert, what are you doing up so early?
Al and I always get up at the break of dawn, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Hubert, for your information, the break of dawn is at 6 o'clock.
Not at my house, Alan.
I don't care where you are. Dawn always breaks at 6 o'clock.
It wouldn't dare.
I'm in no mood for your fantastic stories, Hubert. I didn't sleep a wink all night.
Well, I never have any trouble sleeping, Alan. You see, my chauffeur sleeps in the next bed.
Your chauffeur sleeps in the bed next to you?
Yes, yes. In case I toss and turn, he always makes the turns for me.
Help you. What are you doing around here anyway, Hubert?
Well, Alan, tomorrow is March 15th, and I'm going downtown to pay my income taxes.
Income taxes? I hope you took off enough deductions.
Yes, Alan, I'm making deductions for my whole family. I've even included my relatives, who I give my old trousers to.
Your relatives who wear your old trousers?
Yes, you see, I have dependents in my pants. Oh, that was a witty one, yeah.
Well, look, how much are you giving the government this year, Hubert?
Well, Alan, I'm short of cash right now, so I just thought I'd give them Managua, Nicaragua.
Hubert, you just can't give them Managua, Nicaragua. That belongs to Central America.
Care to see my receipt?
Well, you bought it, I see. Well, stop lording it over me. You're just lucky you were born in such a wealthy family. After all, a person can't pick out their parents.
I did, Alan.
You picked out your parents?
Yes, yes. The stork wanted to stop at Glendale, but I dragged it over to Beverly Hills. Oh, I'm wasting my time with you, Alan. You'll never be anybody.
Arrowow. He sure wasted his time. He's right. I'll never amount to anything.
Now, Alan, me lad, I heard the entire conversation. Why do you let Hubert step on you like that?
I don't know, Jonathan.
Me lad, you've got to have more backbone. Mm-hmm. Hubert Updike walks all over you. Your girlfriend, Dolores, dominates you. Even that little mouse puts you to shame. You've got to be more aggressive. Demand your rights. Don't let anybody take advantage of you. Do you hear me? Don't let anybody take advantage of you. Do you hear me?
Well, you owe me 3 months' rent.
Too bad he heard me.
I think you're right, Jonathan. Everybody takes advantage of me.
Of course. The answer to your problem is a psychiatrist, my boy. A psychiatrist can change your character and make you more aggressive.
Well, it's certainly worth trying, Jonathan. Maybe I will see a psychiatrist. Let's see now. Oh, here it is. Dr. Oglesby, psychiatrist. So I wonder if you could help me.
Come right in, young man.
Thank you. I'd like to see Dr. Oglesby.
I am Dr. Oglesby.
Oh, you're she.
Well, don't be so surprised. These days you find a woman in every field. I don't believe there's a field left that doesn't have a woman in it.
Just can't keep the cars in the streets, can they? Well, I guess I'll be going
now. Now, just relax here in this easy chair while I ask you some questions.
Well, do you really think you can find out why I'm not more aggressive than forceful?
Certainly. You've got to answer my questions truthfully and honestly, though. If you want me to help you, you must confide in me.
Okay.
Now tell me, what do you dream about?
Well...
Come now, tell me, what do you dream about?
Well, I better see a man psychiatrist.
No, I can handle your case. Now tell me, do you dream about girls?
Huh?
Blondes, brunettes, or redheads?
Huh?
Well, let me put it this way. Do you dream about anybody like me?
No, I dream about girls.
Well, I think the answer to your problem is back in your childhood. Now, think back. I'm sure there must be something in your childhood that's made you shy and timid.
Well, I remember one incident. It was back in school. I had a fist fight. I got a black eye, a bloody nose, and some teeth were knocked out.
Yes, continue.
A week after that, it was even worse. I had a fight with a boy.
Well, now let's probe a little deeper into your childhood.
Yeah, deeper.
Were you afraid of anything when you were a child?
Yeah, cows.
Cows?
Well, I didn't know what they were at first. I thought they were horses carrying machine guns.
Well, young man, from the facts in this case, there's only one possible explanation.
Yeah?
You don't mix well with people because you have psychotic tendencies and neurophobias, not to mention your manic syndromes. People will avoid you when they sense your pathological libido.
You think Life Boy would help?
Now, you have to exert your personality. Don't let people push you around. Now, just repeat these words after me. I'm tough. Nobody can tell me what to do.
Okay. I'm tough. Nobody can tell me what to do.
Say it again.
I'm tough. Nobody can tell me what to do.
Say it again.
I'm tough. Nobody can tell me what to do.
Say it again.
Ah, shut up. It worked. Nobody's going to push me around anymore.
Come in.
How do you do? I'm looking for Alan Young. He's with Dr. Oglesby.
I am Dr. Oglesby.
Oh, but I rather...
You expected a man. Now, why do men always expect me to be a man?
Well, now that I see you closer, aren't you?
Oh. Young man, you're a dithera. You'll have to stop fussing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused. Maybe I need a psychiatrist, too.
Oh, of course you do. Everybody does. Now, tell me. You have dreams, no doubt. Redheads, Blonde? Brunette?
Well, now that you mention it, I do have dreams. But the one in my dreams is yellow with red stripes.
Why, that's amazing.
And when I give my dream the brush, it's wonderful. We're both so happy.
What? You'll have to stop.
Oh, I could never stop that, for I'm talking about Ipana in the red and yellow stripe tube.
What?
Ipana, the toothpaste. And believe me, it's wonderful what a brush with a little Ipana on it can do to your teeth, to your smile. You should try it yourself, like this. Every time you brush your teeth, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and gently massage your gums. Try that, and then you'll see how Ipana can help your teeth. Help your smile to a brightness and loveliness you never thought possible. Then you'll see what makes Ipana so popular with dentists everywhere.
For dentists prefer Ipana 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use, according to a nationwide survey.
You see, Ipana is especially designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And firm, healthy gums are so important to sounder, brighter teeth, to that more sparkling smile. So try Ipana and massage for your smile of beauty. Well, Alan's visit to the psychiatrist has really brought results. She's convinced Alan that he should be more forceful and aggressive. We now find the new, ruthless, cold-blooded Alan Young back in his attic.
That mouse isn't going to make a fool out of me, Jonathan. Look what I brought along this time. My shotgun.
Your shotgun, Milan?
I set that trap with American cheese. When he comes out to get it, I'll shoot him.
But, my boy, a mouse doesn't like American cheese.
It doesn't?
No.
There, Swiss.
Alan, my boy, I can't get over this changing.
Jonathan, the psychiatrist is right. You can't let people step on you. You gotta be tough to get along in this world, and that's me from now on. I'm Palenta tough.
That's the spirit.
You see this old horseshoe covered with cobwebs? Watch me break it. That takes care of the cobwebs. Now for the horseshoe.
Me leg. What about the mouse?
Come on, Jonathan. I've toyed with that mouse long enough. I'm going to the hardware store and buy some rat poison. Hey, isn't that somebody coming up our walk there?
Why, it's Mr. Busby, my lad, the editor of the Van Nuys Gazette.
Well, what he wants to see me about?
Well, you talk to him, Alan. I must retire to my room and rehearse my Shakespeare.
Oh, Mr. Busby's at the door now. Hey, come in. Ah, what can I do for you, Mr. B?
I keep a lot of complaints about you, Young. A lot of complaints. Everybody in this neighborhood keeps calling the papers. Say that you hear strange noises in your house tonight. Strange noises.
Well, I can explain that. You see, I got a big, ugly-looking rat in my attic.
Shake hands. That's where I keep my mother-in-law, too.
Mr. Buzzy, let me explain.
Just a minute. I've got to call him at this place. Always keep in touch with my paper, you see. Always keep in touch with me. Hello, Van Nuys Gazette. Just got a scoop. Man caught peeping into Betty Grable's house. That's right. Man caught peeking into Betty Grable's house. Was Harry James mad? I'll say he was. I'm still trying to get that trumpet off my head.
Mr. Buzzy, I've been trying to tell you, I've been having trouble with a rat.
Well, why don't you see a psychiatrist? Psychiatrist helped me once.
What was wrong with you?
I used to see hula hula dancers. Every place I went and saw hula hula. And I have nothing but hula hula dancers.
You find out what was wrong?
Yep, brim of my straw hat was hanging down.
But I've been to a psychiatrist. She told me I wasn't forceful enough. I had to be more aggressive.
Absolutely right, my boy. Absolutely right. You got to be more aggressive. I'm aggressive with everybody, even my wife. Show you how I talk to her.
Uh-huh.
Aggressive, you see? That's what you got to be, aggressive. Hello? Listen, my dear, you can't have the car today. Well, walk. You heard me, walk. Can't have any money either. Starve for all I care.
Gee, Mr. Buzzy, how do you dare talk like that?
I haven't got a phone.
Look, I'm telling you, there was a rat running out of my attic, so I went to see a psychiatrist. And she told me I should stop letting people ride all over me. And she's right. I'm not going to let people ride all over me anymore.
Oh, moving out of California, huh?
I'm not. I'm just going to see that no mouse or no Hubert Updike or anybody else is going to step all over me.
That's the spirit, young man. Well, so long. I've got a cover story.
I'll walk out with you, Slovey. I'm going that way.
Well, I'll see you again, young. I was just hopping my car. Forgot. I took the bus to work today.
So long, Mr. Busby. I got to get over to that hardware store. Here's Uncle Charlie's hardware store. Oh, hello there, Uncle Charlie.
Hey,
I said hello, Uncle Charlie. How are you feeling?
Oh, not so good, Alan, not so good. When a fella gets to my age, he starts creaking.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, my old bones are getting a snap, pop, and crackle. Mm-hmm. Breakfast this morning, I couldn't tell whether it was the Rice Krispies acting up or me sitting down.
Now, look, Uncle Charlie, I came in here to buy something.
Well, just name it, son. I carry everything.
Well, I'd like to get some rat poison.
Oh, thinking of killing a rat, eh?
Yeah, the big one's been annoying me for a long time. What would you recommend?
Well, that depends on how quick you want to kill him. We got three different strains.
Three different strains?
Yeah, there's a slow one, a fast one, and there's a super special.
Super special?
Yeah, they just read the label and drop dead.
I'm after a pretty sneaky rat. I think I better take the super special.
Super special, okay. Here you are, Alan. Oh, by the by, a friend of yours was in here this morning, Hubert Updike.
Hubert Updike, he's no friend of mine. That big rat makes fun of me all the time. But one of these days, I'll fix his wagon. Let's see, directions for killing are on the bottle. I should take care of the rat.
Well, just a minute, Alan.
Got a job to do, Uncle Charlie. See you later.
Yeah, but Alan, by cranky, I should have never sold him that poison. He's going to give that stuff to Hubert Updike. I'd better call Updike right away and warn him. Hey, hello? Is this Mr. Updike? This here is Uncle Charlie down at the hardware store. Alan Young just bought a big bottle of poison here. He's going to poison you. What's that? A reward? Well, I wasn't expecting a reward, Mr. Updike, but that's awful nice of you. Yeah. I never thought I'd own the state of Rhode Island.
Here's a bottle of rat poison, Jonathan.
Good work, me lad. And now, why don't you take care of that other rat, Hubert Updike?
How am I going to do that? Have you invited him for dinner tonight? I'll show him what a changed man I am. I'll invite Dolores Darling, too. Right in front of her, I'll really show him. It's a great idea. Give me the phone, Jonathan. Hubert? Hubert, this is Alan Young. I want you to come here for dinner tonight, Hubert, and I won't take no for an answer. Why? Because Dolores Darling is going to be here, too. Yeah. And Hubert, you're going to be really surprised when you get over here. Because I'm going to give you something you've been asking for a long time. Hello? Hello? Gee, all I heard was a dull thud.
We'll see how Hubert makes out in a minute. Right now, though, listen to this woman. She may be talking about you.
Why is it that some men spoil their whole appearance by plastering down their hair with greasy, oily tonics? I think most women despise that sticky, patent leather look.
Well, most men do, too, fair lady. And that's why Vitalis rates so high with well-groomed men. You see, Vitalis is the hair grooming preparation that not only gives you that well-groomed look, but without any greasy, sticky, patent leather shine. So come on, fellas, try it. Try the Vitalis 60 Seconds Workout. Simply rub your scalp briskly with Vitalis for 50 seconds, and then comb for 10 seconds. That's all. But oh boy, what results! The Vitalis 60 Second Workout loosens a tight, dry scalp, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way, without a trace of greasiness. So if you want to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. Hubert Updike believes that Alan Young has invited him over for dinner so he can poison him. Of course, we know that Alan has invited Hubert so he can tell him off. And what's more, he's invited Dolores Darling to witness the event.
Alan, I can hardly believe you're finally going to tell Hubert what you really think of him.
No, I am, girl. I'm a new man now, you know. I'm a man without pity. Without pity. From now on, I use brute force to get what I want. I'm so tough, I can even make Nora Prentice talk.
Why, Alan.
I'll even beat Ralph Edwards till he tells me who Mrs. Hush is.
Gosh, Alan, you've changed.
That went over with one.
You know, I like you this way, honey.
No, don't bother me now, girl. I gotta set the table.
Oh, Alan, it's hard for a man to manage things for himself. Don't you think you ought to have a woman's hand?
Oh, wouldn't be fair. Me with three and her with one, you know.
Oh, Alan, you're so manly and strong. Gee, you remind me of Dana Andrews.
That's me, baby. Dana Andrews. And I can kiss like Dana Andrews, too. Come here.
Gee, you kissed my lips, the back of my neck, and now you're back to my lips again.
Boomerang.
Oh, Alan, I'm so proud of him. What are you going to tell Hubert?
Oh, I got plenty to tell him. I'll say, listen up, Dyke. I'll say, listen. You know what I think of you? You're part skunk, part snake, and part buzzard. You know what that makes you? An animal that holds its nose and hisses while he lays an egg.
Well, honey, it's about time you asserted yourself.
It's about time, and I can't wait for Hubert to get here. He's probably on his way here now, you know?
I'm glad I brought you along, Mr. Detective.
Listen, Mr. Rapidike, while I'm here, you got nothing to worry about.
Yes, well, now remember, I want you to watch Alan Young and make sure he doesn't put any poison in my food tonight. Now, would you mind repeating those instructions?
Well, sure. I gotta keep my papers open so that character don't slip no knockout juice down your gullet and lay you out stiff.
Ooh, how bold. Tell me, are you sure that you can handle a poison case, Mr. Tuckerdale?
Why, certainly, certainly. I just had a poison case last week. Somebody slipped some poison to an opera singer.
How did you find out that she was poisoned?
Well, in the middle of Rigoletta, her Etta stopped wriggling.
Oh, you're so revolting. Maybe we ought to turn around and go back to Booverly Hole.
Look, stop being so nervous. I'm here to protect you.
Yes, I know. That's why I hired a private Richard.
I'm a private dick, a private dick. Why do you keep calling me Richard?
Well, if there's any trouble, I want somebody who can open the door.
Look, you leave everything to me.
Well, here's Alan Young's house.
Okay, Mr. Appendike. I'll stay outside here, and if there's any trouble, you can just wave your handkerchief.
And if I need you in a hurry, I'll wave my hanker super chief. Well, I'll ring the bell.
Well, Hubert, come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Well, hello, Hubert. Hubert, what's wrong? You look a little scared.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We updogs never get scared.
You never look. You're covered with goose pimples.
Those aren't goose pimples, Alan. It's spring and I'm budding.
Oh. Sit down, Hubert. How about a drink before dinner?
Yeah, but first tell me, Alan, what is that bottle up there on the mantelpiece?
Well, that's some rat poison, Hubert. You want me to fix you a drink?
Oh, Mother, he's so obvious.
Let's have dinner. Dolores, you sit here.
All right.
Hubert, you sit over here. Oh. I hope you enjoy your soup, Hubert. I put everything I had into it.
Alan, we have a custom in my family. We always change soup with the host. Do you mind?
Well, not at all, Hubert. Here you are.
Ooh, he was too anxious. This must be the soup with the poison in it. Oh, Alan.
Yes, Hubert?
We have another custom in my family. After we exchange soup, we always change back again.
All right, Hubert, here you are.
Ooh, he was too willing again. Alan, we have another custom in my family. Huh? After we change back the soup that we exchange, we always change back again.
Certainly, Hubert, here you are.
Oh, Mother, call up the Canadian border. I'm running out of customs tonight.
Come on, you can eat this soup.
Yes, Alan. Well, I'll taste it.
Yeah.
Oh, heavens to old lace. He gave me arsenic. I'm dying.
Hubert, what's going on here?
Oh, I've been poisoned. My whole life is passing before me like a movie. I must have a low seat.
What's wrong with you, Hubert? You haven't been poisoned. You're not dying.
I am dying. I am. Goodbye, everybody.
Au revoir.
Alan, you've poisoned Hubert. So that's what you wanted the rat poison for.
But the divorce, I didn't. I bought that to kill a mouse that was in my attic. The mouse was... Oh, look, here he goes now.
Oh, let me get up on that table.
Dolores, there's not room for two of us on this table.
Hubert! Hey, Dolores, I told you Hubert wasn't dead.
Alan, you certainly showed me what a coward Hubert is.
Yeah, now I'm going to take care of that rat, too. Dolores, you stand where you are, girl, and wait for me. Though I may never return, I go forth through battle with this foul monster, my sword in my hand. Fearless and unafraid, I go into the night. Onward! Onward!
Alan, oh. Please, it's only a little mouse.
Frederick March can't win every year. Onward!
With spring just around the next corner, better watch out for the inevitable spring cold and be prepared. Get fast relief from your cold discomforts with Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. Just rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear that stuffed up feeling in your nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream and can't stain clothes or bed linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get relief from that annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. The Alan Young Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus. And if you have a half hour next Wednesday, listen to Duffy's Tavern over most of these stations. And now, here again is Alan Young.
Thanks, Jimmy. Friends, during the week, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show, Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. Until next weekend, this is Alan Young saying good night. Thank you.